Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here and welcome back to Level Up Daily. If you're anything like me, you've probably spent way too much time beating yourself up over past mistakes. We all have those moments, the ones that make us cringe, sigh, or just want to disappear under a pile of blankets. Ever felt like you're your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you trip and fall in front of everyone and your inner voice starts whispering or yelling about how clumsy and awkward you are? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-compassion and forgiveness are not just buzzwords. They're essential for our well-being, our happiness, and honestly, even our success. It's time to ditch that inner critic and learn to be a little kinder to ourselves. So, what exactly are we talking about? Self-compassion is like having a warm hug from your best friend, that feeling of understanding, kindness, and acceptance when things get tough. It's about treating yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's struggling. And forgiveness? That's about letting go of resentment and anger towards ourselves for past mistakes. It's not about condoning bad behavior, it's about acknowledging that we are human, we make mistakes, and we deserve to move forward without carrying the weight of those errors on our shoulders. Think about it. Wouldn't you be a better friend if you offered yourself the same grace you offer others? When your bestie spills coffee all over themselves, do they deserve a lecture or a sympathetic ear? Exactly. We need to bring the same level of kindness and understanding to our interactions with ourselves. So, how can we actually cultivate self-compassion and forgiveness in our daily lives? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. You are not alone. Everyone faces challenges and makes mistakes. Instead of ignoring or hiding those difficulties, acknowledge them. This might sound simple, but sometimes just saying, okay, this is tough, can be a powerful first step towards healing and growth. 2. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. What activities bring you joy? What makes you feel relaxed and energized? Make time for those things. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending quality time with loved ones, prioritizing self-care is essential for cultivating self-compassion. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down is often louder than it needs to be. Learn to recognize those negative thoughts and challenge them. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Is this thought really helpful or just hurtful? Remember, you deserve kindness and respect, starting with yourself. 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and help you cultivate self-compassion. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the small joys, a beautiful sunrise, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and self-criticism. 5. Forgive yourself. This might be the hardest step, but it's also the most liberating. Holding on to past mistakes only keeps you stuck in the past. Allow yourself to let go of anger and resentment towards yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, that's part of being human. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're presenting a project at work, and despite all your hard work, you stumble over your words and make a small error. Suddenly, your inner critic starts screaming about how incompetent you are, replaying every awkward moment in your head. But what if, instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the misstep, and reminded yourself that everyone makes mistakes? You could even say to yourself, okay, I stumbled, but I learned from it. Next time, I'll be more prepared. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your shortcomings, it's about acknowledging them with kindness and understanding. By practicing self-compassion and forgiveness, you create space for growth, resilience, and ultimately greater happiness. So remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Remember those key takeaways. Acknowledge your struggles, practice self-care, challenge your inner critic, practice gratitude, and forgive yourself. Now go out there and level up your life with a little more compassion and grace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love. And until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.